systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, November 11th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 270, the Wednesday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit and we'll read it. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. All phone lines are open and currently live right now. Sounds professional, huh?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that tune you just heard was off of Eminem's new album. I don't even know. That's what a radio DJ would do.
Fucking faggots.
And then they'd talk about stupid things that podcast already talked about like 3 weeks ago. Good job, radio. Hey, radio, get news that's not old.
We're on it. We got to be on it because I guess we had a news story that we did and now it's on the front page of Google News today.
Yeah. Can you guys keep up with stuff? I don't know what your problem is. I mean, I understand your format is dying, but that doesn't mean you have to stop caring about it, right? Like, if podcasting was dying, I would still give a shit about it. Fuck. I would actually do things to maybe make it stop
better.
Dying. I would cauterize the wound. Radio is leaking blood from a large wound, and it's dying.
Someone plug
slowly.
That up, please.
Slowly. But yeah, it is kind of cool when I see stuff like that. Like Monday, we did a story about how there's a new virus out that's downloading child porn. And I go to my Google News and it's like on the front page as of 4 hours ago. Like, wow, we're on top of shit. That's good. Makes me happy.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Fuckers.
And I mean, obviously, I didn't write the story, but, you know, we
found
it
first.
And we're like, this is important. We should talk about it. And then everyone else catches up. So it's kind of cool. It's cool being able to do that stuff live and right here before your very own eyes.
It seems like the good podcasts are usually up on the newer news stories,
yeah.
Which is good. So.
I mean, a couple more popular shows I listen to, sometimes I'll hear them do stories that we did, you know, a couple weeks ago and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't do it all. So today happens to be 11-11-09.
Yeah.
Another mind-blowing day.
I kind of napped through it.
Is that of any kind of importance? Any 11-11?
Not really.
Nothing?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I think tomorrow's my dad's birthday, though. Shit.
Right on.
I need to do something for that.
Also, today's Veterans Day. I had to work because we don't give a shit about veterans.
I did not,
no, that's
because
horrible.
I work for a bank.
It's a horrible thing to say. I don't know why I had to work today because it's not a real holiday. No. I'm sorry. That was a horrible thing to say. I do, though, I want to thank all of the veterans for doing what they're doing, and on behalf of all of the stupid, retarded decisions our government has made, I would like to apologize. Sorry you guys are over there in that shithole fucking desert fighting for God knows why, because you were told to.
It's pretty cool, though, that I work for a bank, and so, like, I get every retarded holiday off that
banks
I haven't
take,
gotten off since I was in school.
Banks take 9/11 off, probably. Any fucking reason to be able to not take our money, which seems weird. Like, you'd think you'd want to be open
because
you're
know.
Taking our money.
Because it's a bank, they just do every recognized holiday. They don't want to, offend anyone.
You know what doesn't go on vacation for holidays?
What?
Bank fees.
Yeah, no.
I guarantee if you overdrew your shit,
you know
you
what?
Got
because
fucking
today would be the overdraft day.
I bet
and tomorrow
people,
it's going to be horrible.
People still got overdrafts. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah,
hypocrites, hypocrite banks. Fucking Christ.
Oh yeah. And the funny thing is that the last couple of days that I've been at work, you know, the first 2 days I've been back, most of the systems have been down because we're merging with what the fuck is the name of that bank? I totally forgot, but
okay.
Okay,
sounds good.
Countrywide, they're
never
they're
heard
merging to Bank of America. Bottom out.
Cool.
So they're merging like 40,000 fucking countrywide bank accounts with Bank of America, and they're starting all this online banking and shit. So there's like all these fucking problems going on with the online banking, fucking flaws and stupid error messages popping up everywhere.
They have a recording when you call in, and it's like, in order for us to fuck you more efficiently, we've been merging with another bank that fucks you.
Right.
Now,
and,
we
and
will
so
be
since,
the biggest thing fucking
since,
you ever.
You know, we're trying to merge 40,000 more customers into our fucking database and shit. We're having all these system errors and stuff. Like, my refund request tool thing is just effed. I can't see any of the fees. I can't even look at them to try to refund
Well,
them.
You've seen how much shit goes wrong when we try to change stuff. Imagine that times 40,000. Like, yeah, no
well,
shit.
Well, yeah, plus the customers that we already have standing for Bank of America. I mean,
plus,
dude,
nobody knows what the fuck they're doing to begin with, so.
It's kind of crazy right now. And, like, I hate it when people call in and their fees that are legitimately able to be refunded, like ATM deposit holds and stuff like that. You can refund those fees because ATMs have longer hold times and it's really not the customer's fault.
Okay.
Right? So you're able to refund those fees for them as a courtesy. When I see that and I can't even pull up my fucking program to refund the fees, I'm like, I'm at a loss. I'm like, I'm here to help customers,
well,
but
yeah,
I
you
can't
just,
help customers right now.
You just have to tell them, call back. Call
yeah,
back
and
when
sucks.
This shit's fixed.
It sucks because they wait on the phone for like 20 minutes trying to get through this automated thing to even get to you.
Well,
in the first
that's
place.
Their fault in the first
and
place.
And that sucks. You know, it just, it's frustrating to me that I'm there to help people, but when I get on the phone with them, I can't help them.
Whenever you go to a bank and get a new bank account, just insist on getting a direct line. Like, I want a direct line, and I want an extension number, just in case.
I really want one, because I have people all the time that, you know, they're like, do you have a direct extension? I would love to talk to you every time.
Yeah, you and everyone else I've talked to
since
I've started this godforsaken job.
I'm like, yeah, I wish, but no.
MDS says, Countrywide is mostly a mortgage company that went tits up. Mm-hmm. Sleazy mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why. See, you make a business off of fucking people long enough, eventually, you're the one getting fucked.
Yay.
Amazing how that works.
Hmm.
So I was messing around with my new droid, and the more I play with this thing,
the more you love
it. The more I fucking love it.
I think eventually you're just gonna be fucking the droid instead of me.
No.
If there's like a wet pussy app, oh, you're all over it.
If it was an iPhone, maybe, because an iPhone is nice and warm to the touch, as in it's almost ready to burst into flames. The droid is cold and metallic.
It's
feeling.
Funny though, because you'll just lay in bed, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm checking all my shit. I don't even need to fucking get on the computer.
Since I've gotten that droid and now I know my way around it really well, I hardly use any of my computers, like my normal computers, to do normal stuff, like check my email, MySpace, you know, all the shit I have to check for the podcast. I'm doing all of that on the droid now, and it's awesome. I think the next step is figuring out a way to get it grafted into my arm somewhere, so that it's just, you know, I always have it with me, hook it up somehow so the battery charges, either with solar panels or hooking it up to my brain's own electrical center. I'm not sure which way I'm going to go with that yet, but, you know, I got the top scientists for Jamhole Corporate working on it.
Right.
But, yeah, it's awesome. And like I said, the more I use it, the more it's just badass. Like, I find all these new things that I can do with it. The other day, I'm messing around with the weather program that was a free app. And, like, I hit two buttons, and all of a sudden, I got some hot blonde chick giving me a fucking high-quality, high-definition video weather report. I'm like, holy shit, did she do that just for me, or, like, does everyone get one? And then, so I checked it today. Today, I struck out. I got some big black guy giving me a news report. I'm like, where's the blonde chick, damn it? That's, you're on the wrong droid, sir. I wonder if they do that, too, like, if, because the weather thing gets your weather depending on what your GPS says.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm curious, if your GPS says you're in Idaho, if it, like, automatically blocks any black people that might be doing things
for the
droid. No, I'm saying because Idaho, that's where all the KKK's at and shit, and they don't like black people. Like, if someone in Idaho saw a black person on their droid, they would try to hang it. And then, you know, you'd walk into their house and there'd be like three droids hanging there, like in nooses. And you're like, what the fuck? And they're like, goddamn black people. But, like, it's really fucking cool. Like, it's real time. It's the green screen with, you know, the states, and, you know, they're giving you a fucking weather report.
That's pretty cool.
Because I can't read the weather report on my own. I need them to do that. It's just stupid little things like that that make it really fucking awesome. Today, if you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube or thejamhole.com/forums, you can see a little mobile emo poetry episode I uploaded.
Which I have to say is super clear.
I gotta say, Josh, you made a little fun of me last time I made a video on my phone because it was on the Vogue and the video wasn't very clear. The sound wasn't very clear. This one, though, this one blows the iPhone video away. If you look at it in high quality mode, oh, it's amazing. So I was messing around with that, and I was messing around with the GPS today. If you guys have Google Latitude accounts, you can add me. My name is Hazmaticus on there, Hazmaticus. And you can see when I have my GPS turned on, you can, like, play a little, what did I call it? It's Geek Hide and Seek. Is what I'm naming the game. What I did, I went to a spot, got the longitude latitude coordinates, posted those on Twitter, and Josh sent me a picture of where I was at. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Like, I win.
I just told somebody in Alaska some random fucking coordinates, and he gave me a picture of where the fuck I was at. Like,
that's so cool.
Geek hide and seek, man. I'm telling you. So we're going to start doing little geek scavenger hunts and things like that. So
Amesby says they should really be paying you. So
yeah, they should
they
be.
They should be.
They should at the very least be not making me pay $10 a month for this other line. And Erototoy says, is your droid really gay like C-3PO? He's got some beef. I think Motorola did something to this guy.
I think they tried
to fuck him, and he's still pissed about it. He's going to take that grudge to the grave.
Your droid doesn't seem bad so far. There's nothing wrong with it.
Pretty fucking amazing, I have to say. They did a good job. The only thing, though, I noticed, like, I had the GPS and this free app called Track This or something.
Uh-huh.
And it makes a line of from 2 points. You can tell it to start recording, and it'll record your position on the map. It'll draw little lines. You can set markers where, you know, you want to stop. And this thing is accurate as fuck with how fast you're going. I'm in the truck driving like 70 miles an hour, and I flip to the, you know, all the info, and it's giving me my average speed, how fast I'm going currently. Like, I've never had anything that could do that. It's like a little extra speedometer. It's
That's
fucking
cool.
And it's accurate as fuck. Like, I had it set on cruise control right at 70, and it said fucking right there, dude. It's
70. That's so
it's
cool.
Pretty badass, I gotta say, guys. I gotta say, the only thing, though, because I had the GPS on, when you're using GPS nonstop like that, it kills your fucking battery. Like,
yeah.
I got to Polson, and I recorded a couple videos, the one I uploaded to thejamhole.com/YouTube, you can see that, and by then the battery was pretty much dead, but it didn't die completely. Like, I still had some charge by the time I got home. I was able to, you know, text and stuff, but
yeah.
If I would have been, you know, continued using the GPS or continued recording video or watching videos on it, it does eat it up, but
they need to have a car charger for it.
It doesn't have a built-in battery, so I can actually just swap batteries out real quick. No fucking problem. And all the docks are cheap as fuck. They're like $20 or $30. Car chargers are like $20 for it. Like, everything is super fucking cheap for it.
That's nice.
And I talked to one of the guys at the Verizon stores up in Polson, because I make a stop to deliver there. I always bullshit with them about, you know, the new technology that's coming out. And the reason he was telling me, the reason none of the Verizon guys really know much about the droid is that none of them have it. They're not allowed to get it themselves yet. And the only crash course they got on the droid was like a lecture. They weren't handed actual equipment to mess with. It was like a PowerPoint presentation, and that's
that
what they learned, what they were telling the customer. So it's totally, I apologize when we made fun of, you know, the people that didn't know shit about it, even though it just came out. I mean, if you wanted to, you could have researched it yourself, but to them, it's their job. You're paying me $6 an hour plus commission. I'm not going to take anything home, you know?
Yeah.
So I totally don't blame them. I didn't know that Verizon did that, so that kind of sucks for them. But I got to say, man, if you're looking for a new phone, that's definitely where it's at.
Yeah.
So, if you're wondering, I am Still nervous as fuck about my surgery. Friday is the day. Really not looking forward to it at all.
Hey.
And what the fuck is up with everyone reminding me? Like, I'll forget that it's happening, and I drive back from Polson, and I come into the office, and the first thing I hear is, so I hear Friday's the day. Fuck you! I had just forgotten about that. Damn it! Now I'm all fucking worried and nervous again, and then, you know, couple hours will go by and I'll finally forget about it and I'm all cool, and then someone else will come up, hey, how's your dick? Fuck, I just forgotten about it, you motherfucker. Like, people cannot help but keep reminding me about this shit, and it's not just online people. Like, people in real life here are fucking with me, and I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
I am freaked the fuck out. I am so fucking freaked right now about this. Dude is gonna cut into my dick. Do you understand the levity of the situation? My penis is scurred.
The day after tomorrow,
I haven't seen my penis in like 3 days.
The day after tomorrow.
I haven't seen my penis in like 3 days.
Whatever, dude. I saw it last night.
Yeah, he did make an appearance last night, huh? Fuck yeah, for like a good... How long did we fuck for? That was like a
like
good couple
hours. Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. For the duration.
It was crazy.
So yeah, if you guys could, I know I have like one more day, but I would really appreciate it in my real life and my online life if you guys could just quit bringing it up. Appreciate that, thanks. So
I can't wait until tomorrow. I'm gonna be like, hey, tomorrow,
fuck off. You got an interesting phone call the other day. Why don't you tell us about that? Who called you? Who did I pay $10 for you to accept a collect call from a jail from so you could tell him to go fuck himself?
I don't think it was $10. But
it better fucking not be.
That would be Zach. He called and I heard...
As in
you
the
have a
felon?
Collect call from Zach. And I'm like,
no,
yes.
What it said was a collect call from the prison
system. And I heard that and then I heard him say his name and I'm like, yes, I accept. I was like, please, yes, please say something. And I'm like, what do you want? And he's like,
why are you calling me? Aren't you in jail? And I hope you didn't just use your one phone call, idiot.
I know, right?
You fucking idiot.
He's like, well, why did you do that to me? Why would you do that to me? And I'm
didn't
like,
didn't his PO specifically say to never contact you again?
Yeah.
So is that a parole violation or a probation violation?
He's in prison. He's not on parole.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
No. But
like, I'm going to tack on another 2 hours to your sentence.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But, like, he's like, well, why'd you do that to me? And I'm like, dude, because you fucking threatened me. Are you retarded?
Are you threatening me?
And he's like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, dude,
yeah.
I was getting in my car.
Zach.
By my house. You fucking threatened me, got pissed, and rode off on your little fucking bike.
You kind of did, Zach. You kind of did.
And that's why I turned around and was like, you know what? I'll get you that fucking bus ticket. You know what? I'm going to be super nice.
And you lied, dude. Don't be a fucking liar. Because liar,
like,
liar.
He threatened me. He's like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, yes, you did. And he's like, well, they gave me 5 years for that. Why would you do that? Why'd you contact my PO?
Oh, snap.
I'm like, well, for one, dude, you fucking lied to me. You threatened me. And you're a fucking idiot. And you need to grow up. So I hope the 5 years does you fucking good.
I doubt it.
And
really doubt it.
He's like, well, you didn't have to contact my PO. I'm like, you know what? Your fucking PO told you to never contact me again. He's like, no, he didn't. I'm like, well, here, never contact me again. Bye. Like,
oh, what
and
an
that
idiot.
Was it.
So
that,
what so. Did he want to, I don't
accomplish?
Understand.
I don't know.
Like MDS was saying pre-show, I could understand if he was just super angry, and as soon as he heard your voice, he just started yelling and screaming at you. But it wasn't like that. Like, he was calling for a reason, almost. And I don't...
He wanted me to admit that I turned him in.
Really?
That's all it is.
He didn't know that?
Well, I don't know.
You got arrested at her job, idiot. I wonder who did it.
I think he just wanted to ask me why and whatever. I have no idea.
Because you're a... leechy douche. I don't know why.
I guess because the last person that turned him in was actually a friend of mine, and he tried to call her while he was in jail, and
she never answered
the phone calls, no nothing, and never admitted to anything. And I'm like, fuck that. You know, I'll straight up tell him. I'm like, yeah, I fucked your life because you are an idiot.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I'm like, so fuck it. Yeah, I'll answer your phone call and tell you to never call me again.
No shit. Burger says, can we get a 2-for-1 on the surgery video? I'm not recording nothing with this. I want to forget as much of this as possible.
I'll take a picture. It's
there
cool.
will be no pictures. There will be
You're
no
You're going to be out.
No press. No press. No press.
You're
going to no
be
press.
Out. You're going to be out.
That's
like a
the
light,
plan.
Dude. And I'm going to be like,
I'm
going to,
no, because I'm going to be like, I'm kind of a big deal, and you might have some crazy paparazzi rolling in here pretending to be my girlfriend. Don't let her in. She's my stalker. I have a restraining order.
I mean, at home. Fuck that.
At home, you ain't fucking with shit.
Yeah, dude.
I will be fine. And yes, some people are wondering, Friday we do have a show. I'm going to be here, so I don't know how coherent I'll be, but we're doing a show, so... This is
Am I
the
gonna
last.
Have to run some shit.
My penis has something to say. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, but yeah, this is my last. This is the last show before I get my shit cut into. I'm so not looking forward to this at all.
Yeah,
not at
I
all.
Know.
I'm sorry for all the shit I gave you before your surgery. And I would appreciate it
you
if you would
be sorry,
the bigger man.
Bitch.
Be the bigger man in this and just enough, okay?
I'm not a man, so yeah. Have fun getting your dick cut off.
Yeah. That had better not. Oh, man. I keep running through all these fucked up, like, scenarios in my head that, like, I'm going to roll out. And it's going to be like in the first Batman when the Joker's like, mirror. Give me a mirror. And he starts unwrapping his head. It's going to be like that with me and my penis. I'm going to be like unwrapping it all frantically, and it's going to be gone with a little IOU. I'm going to be like, no! And the sounds will echo through the halls of the hospital.
Burger wants to know how you're going to handle the pain meds.
No, I'm going to handle the fucking pain meds. You can guarantee that. Fuck yeah. That's like the only thing I'm looking forward to is to just getting fucking wasted and not remembering any of this. So Friday's show, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to be here with an ice pack on my dick and nuts. Fucking sad face on my face. Sad face on my penis.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to
it. I thought maybe
it.
That penis video would cheer you up.
Yeah, thanks. That's on thejamhole.com/forums also, because it is pretty funny. It's so stupid,
it
but
is.
It's so funny.
I couldn't stop laughing for like 15 minutes, dude. I was like, oh my God, did that just happen? I don't know who would have made that, but it was great.
So, speaking of penis surgeries, I believe this one was sent in to us by someone. We have a Stumble Upon account. If you guys add us as a friend there, you can stumble us things as you're stumbling things. In an advance that could one day enable surgeons to reconstruct and restore function to damaged or diseased penile tissue in humans. Huh? Huh? I have damaged penile tissue.
It still gets up.
Researchers at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center's Institute for Regenerative Medicine, or WFUBMCIRM, have used tissue engineering techniques to completely replace penile erectile tissue in animals.
Okay.
So what animal do you think they use? Like, rat's penis is so small. Like, would you know if a rat was erect?
I have no idea. I know rats have big balls.
Rats have some big old fucking balls. What's up with that? Rats
know.
And bulldogs, man. They got some big brojones, dude. It's fucking sick. Like, you almost, like, I feel awkward when people are walking their pit bulls or their whatever the dogs,
the
bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
It's like, he should have boxers on because that's gross. His balls are bigger than mine and I don't even want to see it. It's like it's out there, you know? It's the same as if a person was walking on all fours. You'd see a little nutsack in the back, like, hanging, dude. That's gross. Cover up your dog's balls. What? Or just get rid of them altogether, you know? Like Bob Barker said, spay and neuter your pets. Come on. In the early online edition, November 9th to 13th, of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the researcher reports success using cells from rabbits to grow replacement penile erectile tissue for the animals in the lab. And you know what? If you're going to do some penis work and use tissue from an animal, I can't think of a better animal than a rabbit. Because then we will be fucking, like, rabbit. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's perfect, dude. Rabbits fuck all the time.
But if you're fucking, like, rabbits, then you're going to have a billion people.
I know. Well, right. But I'm just thinking that, like, rabbits have a strong penis. Like, so strong. And they fuck all the time, dude. Rabbits fuck, like, 20 times a day. I want that. I want that ability. If I was a hero, that would be my ability.
Are you sweating?
To just fuck 20 times a day.
Are you hot?
I am hot.
I'm fucking sweating my brains out right
now. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Huh. Interesting. So that's pretty sweet. After implantation with the replacement tissue, the rabbits had normal sexual function and produced offspring. And then they produced more and more offspring. And pretty soon the lab was overrun with rabbits. Ribbids. This is the most complete replacement of functional penile erectile tissue reported to date. So, can we just get full-on rabbit dick? Or is this at the cellular level?
I'm thinking it's the cellular level.
Am I going to wake up and the first hard-on I get, it's going to be a big old red thing sticking out of my dick? Like, I don't want that. Can you make it look like a normal penis?
Please?
The big old fat knob at the end of it, just like weird and veiny looking. It's gross. Quote, further studies are required, of course. we're not ones to just rush in and start grafting rabbit cock to people.
Right.
That's the guy up the street. But, you know, we're going to further research this first. But our results are encouraging and suggest that the technology has considerable potential for patients who need penile reconstruction. Now, you got to do some messed up junk to need penile reconstruction surgery. Like, you have to be one of those fools we've done stories about that have, you know, stuck their dicks in stupid things, and then their dicks need to end up getting all cut the fuck up to get, you know, the thing removed. That's, like, you have to make bad choices. Like,
yes.
Your dick is in a very protective place. And in order to have that need reconstructive surgery, you gotta be dumb. Like,
put your dick in, like, a fucking bear claw trap thing?
This light socket's about as big around as my penis. I'm gonna fuck that. And then, you know, like, that kind of shit. That's, I don't think, you get one chance with the penis, I think. There should be no reconstructing. Now, merging rabbit cells with a one penis to make it, you know, super strong penis. I'm all about
that. Super strong penis?
Yeah, that just goes, fucking yeah.
You know, the only, I think, the elephant, because it's so big, it can't move. So the penis actually moves in and out. Like, they can move their penis.
I'd be on board with that, dude. That'd be awesome. Just totally
chilling.
So they don't
gyrate their hips or anything. They just fucking, their penis just goes in and out.
It'd be like one of those Sibian machines that the dick is on this big motor and it's
That's
all
what
like,
it is.
Dish, 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 dish. Like that. That'd be awesome.
That's what the
How cool would
does.
That be if you could just sit back and not even break a sweat and just pound that bitch. Just fucking bam, 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 bam. That'd be awesome, dude. I'd be on board with that testing. I would donate myself to science for a little bit.
Well, we're going to need to start splicing some elephant penis genes in.
As long as they could embed my droid into my arm somewhere, I would do it. No problem.
If you embed that droid in your arm, I will leave you.
Well, obviously, I would go with the Eris because it's a little smaller. Duh.
No. Oh, my God.
Quote, our hope is that patients with congenital abnormalities, penile cancer, traumatic injury, like I'm about to face, and some cases of erectile dysfunction will benefit from this technology in the future. Reconstructing damaged or diseased penile erectile tissue has traditionally, that's gross, diseased penile erectile tissue. Like,
that's
doesn't that just paint a pretty picture?
Yeah, no.
And it has good smells to go with it. Like, could you imagine what diseased penile erectile tissue just smells like? Like, all rotten and white and gross.
Ew. Ew. stop. That's I'm not gonna have sex with you now, you jerk.
One more night. Hey, this is the last night. We gotta do some fucking tonight.
Again?
Yeah, again. Oh, God.
I fucked you like crazy last night.
You have to fuck you again? No, just once and I'm good forever. Because I'm fucking other people. It's fine. Reconstructing this, it's good stuff because of the tissue's unique structure and complex function. It's usually been a challenge. There's no replacement for the tissue that allows normal sexual function. Various surgeries have been attempted, often multi-stage procedures that can involve a silicone penile prosthesis, but natural erectile function is generally not restored. Yeah, that's, you get the prosthesis in there and it comes with a little Reebok pump. You're like,
pump, pump, pump it up.
I like to fuck at a 5, but my husband, he's a 9. So
oh, my
like
God.
Like the sleep set beds. That's so stupid. So that's pretty cool. Looks like, you know, doctors are doing more than just cloning a monkey with 5 asses. It's good stuff.
So, we need to make a phone call tonight.
Oh, yeah, you want to call the crazy lady?
I think you should, because she's called you back twice now.
Okay, let me play you guys a voicemail. This is the latest voicemail she left yesterday around 2 o'clock.
Hey, Matthew, this is Linda calling you again about the quantum biofeedback. I thought maybe I might have left a message at the wrong number, but I hear the same message, so I think I was right with the first one. Just getting back to let you know that I am home now, and my number at my home base is 883-0096, but I'm getting ready to be up in Kalispell at the Wellness Education Center, and if you were to call me Thursday or Friday, that number is back on 261-0627. I listened to your message again. I'd love to get together with you or at least talk to you on the phone and kind of clear your mind of some of the questions you have. I do work on people with those very conditions, so give me a call and we'll at least chat on the phone. Thanks, Matthew. Bye for now.
Okay, so I like how she says, you know, I work with people in this. I work with people suffering from, what did I say?
Penile.
I have erectile dysfunction.
No, it was,
does that help? Pancreatic cancer.
I was going to say prostate cancer.
Right. She's treated many people with pancreatic cancer, I'm sure. Berger says she wouldn't make a good phone sex line operator. Yeah, right.
What does Ames be talking about, by the way?
I don't know. You know how...
She just said that in back episodes
shut your
that
fucking
you
mouth. Listen.
Say
listen.
That blowjobs don't even matter to you?
You know how you're first
Whoa.
Hooking up with a chick, you gotta spit some
Whoa.
Game. Some of that game may not necessarily be true all
on
the time.
On your show?
Yeah.
Why would you do that on your
because
show?
Because then the chick is like, oh, well, he's really serious.
Why would you say blowjobs don't matter to me if later on you're going to be like, eat my dick?
Well, because she was all about giving blowjobs all the time, so I didn't think it was a big deal. I was trying to be sensitive, bitch.
Well, you're not very sensitive.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, let's give this lady a call.
I have to get up. I'm sweating profusely.
Hopefully we can talk to her.
Hello?
Hi, Linda.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Matthew. I had left you
Hi,
a message.
Hi, Matthew.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm glad you got back to me.
Yeah, I've been really busy with all these doctor's appointments and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, can you tell me a little bit about the process?
Sure. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, but, well, let's see. About the process, do you know anything about quantum physics?
A little bit. I took a couple of physics courses, you know, back in college.
Okay.
But,
well,
I mean, it's constantly changing.
Yeah. The most important thing that you would want to be aware of with quantum physics is things are done in, like, more like a leap than a gradual like if you were looking at a graph, you know, you would see just a gradual upswing. And when we're talking about quantum physics, we're talking more about leaps, which would be more equivalent to a stair step. So,
okay, like a quantum leap, kind of.
Pardon me?
Like a quantum leap, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah, like a quantum leap, and the symbology of it is very much like taking a step up on a stair as opposed to a ladder, because you've got, you know, you go vertical, you go horizontal, so it is an increase of significant difference as opposed to just the slow sliding up.
So you've had really good experience treating cancer patients with this method?
You know, I don't work a lot with cancer patients, but what I do work a lot with, I've worked with such a broad spectrum of people that had a multitude of things, a real broad array of things.
What do you find that you're most successful at treating?
Well, see, now let me just clear that up right away, because I don't treat and I don't diagnose.
Oh.
I'm not a doctor, and the device is what does the work on your body.
Oh, okay.
The device, and this works with you on a subconscious level. And this is going in on a subconscious level and looking to see what's been out of balance in your life that has created this ease.
So this would look at what caused the cancer I'm suffering initially, and it would reverse that, or?
Well, now, you're using words that sound like you're expecting a miracle, and what I would
Well, yeah, I'm hoping for a miracle. I pray every day for one, and I've tried things like OxySilver and other colloidal silvers, but they made my skin turn a weird purplish bluish color almost, so those, and it didn't really have any effect on my pain or my cancer initially.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of,
yeah, well, I don't know what you know about as far as how the emotional body affects what happens with the physical body. Basically, dis-ease starts with the concept of ill at ease with something. As you progress with being uncomfortable with a situation, ill at ease with it, it progresses into a physical manifestation which creates in your body. And I can show you when we look up, did you say pancreatic?
Yes, yes.
And that's, I can show you a bit about the emotional body and how it is affected, what kind of things affect the emotional body pertaining to the pancreas.
Right.
And then you would be able to decide whether or not that jives with you or not.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because the problem I've been having got a lot worse, I've noticed, around the time when my father died. So I don't know if it was that stress-induced that made it worse, or if it was there all the time and it just, you know, came out, or what. This is all new to me, so.
Well, I can explain to you how quantum biofeedback works. I can explain to you how the device works. But what I would like to tell you about first and foremost is the effect that we have on our bodies and what we do to them via our consciousness and our thoughts, our emotions, our conditioned patterns that we've been directed through our life to basically believe the illusion, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, yes.
We're handed illusions, and then we think that that's life.
Right.
And I think you know that's probably true, because you can put 100 people in a room, and they all have a different illusion. They may be similar.
Yeah, it's like the secret. You know, the more you visualize something, the better chances you have at attaining that.
Absolutely.
And I've been visualizing a cancer-free pancreas for, you know, since I came down with this, but I don't think it's working. I don't know if I'm past this help, or I'm at my wit's end. You know, I've tried doctors, and they want me to do all this radiation stuff, and I can't afford it, for one, and for two, mm-hmm. It's very scary. So I'm kind of researching what other choices I have before it's too late.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like And just the fact that you called, I do a lot more work and very successful work with people that are ready to make a shift in their life. And everything that you're describing to me that you just have a very low tolerance for, the radiation and different other options that have been given to you, just the fact that there is a possibility there that you are ready to make a shift on an evolutionary consciousness, that you can, and this is not woo-woo stuff, that you can shift your body into a state where it understands what's been done, and providing you are able to understand how the device basically works with you on a subconscious level, and it helps to balance unbalanced areas, which I tell you, it doesn't diagnose or treat, but what it does do is it goes in and it looks for imbalances. Now, an imbalance is an actual area where there is a probability of a problem. So even though I won't talk to you about treating, I will tell you that by balancing your energetic field, because you are aware that your body is electric, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. Anything that has mass has a vibration. Anything that has a vibration is measurable. And the QXCI is able to, with the wrist straps, ankle straps, and head straps on you, pertinent information, your birth information, where you are, which is where you were born, your name as it appeared on your birth certificate, your date of birth, and that is like DNA to the device. And then at that point, it will go in and do a 3 to 5 minute test on you where it communicates with you on a subconscious level through the energy field, and it's actually talking to the energy that you are, and your energy is communicating back in a nanosecond, which is every 1/100th of a second. Your body has a pulse asked of you, and you respond equally as fast.
That's amazing.
So,
is this like string theory? And I saw another video of a lady, and she was mentioning string theory and Stephen Hawking's and a lot of quantum physics stuff. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around, but it kind of sounds like...
It is hard for you to wrap your mind around, but I'll tell you, you don't have to wrap your mind around anything to have actually an effect with this device.
I just need to let go and let the device work with my body subconsciously.
Correct. All you have to do is come with a willing desire to accept the fact that positive changes will be happening to your body, and that's all I ask of you.
Would you recommend that I try this before I go ahead with the chemotherapy?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, you know, you're backing me into a corner to make some kind of diagnosis, but I can tell you this
way.
Well,
just like hypothetically, I don't want to...
Let me answer you like this, because it's safer and it would be illegal if I didn't answer it this way. If it were me, I would do this many times before I had chemotherapy.
Okay.
And then I would see how I'm feeling, and I would, if there was a way to have a pancreatic measurement being done to see exactly what's going on with you, because what I would like to do and what the device does with you is actually goes in and works on a conscious level with you. Now, your body, you're aware of homeostasis, right?
Right.
Homeostasis is the natural ability to heal ourselves.
Right.
And this device was designed to encourage the body to do its own repair, its own healing. And I don't, you know, I know you're pretty far with your pancreatic stage. However, I would always recommend, always suggest that a person try it and see, because you'll know after, but from the time you stand up out of the chair that you're sitting in getting the QX, you will have an idea.
I'll feel it right away.
You will notice something right away.
That's good. Now, I was doing a little research online like I tend to do with everything else, and I noticed some of these machines got recalled. Is that the same machine you're using, or are these not the recalled ones?
No. I have no idea what that machine would be.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No,
I was
no
worried
recall
about
on
that.
Our device.
Okay, so there, it's totally up, okay to use and everything. I read something about people were getting like shocked from the machine itself, and they had to recall some of them.
No, that wouldn't be us. No,
okay, that's good.
This device has been out for a very, very long time. It's got a success rate that is absolutely phenomenal. But again, it's most effective with someone who is accepting of positive changes occurring within their being.
Right. You have to have an open mind for it to work.
It's not just an open mind. You have to really want things to happen. As opposed to, let me tell you the biggest downfall to this device. If I have a person, and if you know anything about quantum physics, again, any scientist or professor will tell you, the success to quantum physics is, as far as healing goes, is fixing or focusing on the positive changes occurring in your body and not going back to check or measure. For example, if you're coming in for pain, you don't want to measure your pain after you've had quantum biofeedback, because you're taking your mind and you're allowing your mind to perceive that pain should still be there.
Right.
And now, you see what I'm saying?
You have to fool the mind into thinking the pain is gone.
Well, you're not fooling the mind. What you're doing is you're telling the mind that pain is no longer an issue.
I see.
And the mind is very obedient. It'll do exactly what you tell it to do.
Right. So it's not like a yes, there's pain, or no, there's pain. There's just not anything such as pain initially. Like, there's no such thing as pain.
Well, I had a gentleman last night that's been complaining about pain for 4 years, and he's got neurological damage, and I gave him the same instructions when he left.
What was his doctor's diagnosis, if you don't mind me asking? Is it like what I have?
Pardon me?
Is it like what I have?
No, it's not like what you have.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't related to pancreas at all. It was neurological.
Oh, okay.
And but, you know, I've worked on Alzheimer's children that have had a turnaround in their Alzheimer's on the one session.
Alzheimer's
I've had irritable
in children?
Bowel clients that have had irritable bowel for 20 and 30 years of their life, and it stopped after 5 or 6 months of treatment.
Wow, that's
I've
amazing.
I've had a lady with a pacemaker that had extreme pain in her heart ever since they put it in, and that stopped. Some of these people were coming two, three, 4 months, you know, once a month, twice a month, just to get it. But they could afford the time to have sessions like that, spread them out, you know?
Right. And I have a pamphlet here. Is the going price still the $90 session? Is that a current rate?
It's actually $99 for an hour and a half, $66
okay.
for an hour. It's been raised by 10%. Where did you get that pamphlet?
I got it in town at a health food store.
Okay.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go back and look for those. But now where are you at?
I'm in the Lakeside.
Okay.
So
I
daily, you know, I go in for doctor's appointments and stuff. Now, I have a question. It said on the pamphlet that you treat animals, and I think that my dog is... I know it's not like a physical problem, but I think because he sees me in this pain and sick
Absolutely.
Like this, I think it's starting to affect my dog negatively. And is that something that we could come in for like a group rate type of thing, or is it billed separately? Because like I said, I don't have insurance, so I'm worried.
Well, I genuinely will... See, I would have to actually put the dog on to work on the dog, but what I could tell you is, when were you thinking about having a session?
Probably next week sometime. I'll have to see, because like I said, my schedule is pretty full with the doctor's appointments and stuff, but probably, within the next couple weeks, I'd say I would have some time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. With pancreatic stuff, you know, I would definitely consider making some time, because for you, a couple weeks would make a big difference, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, with the whole, you know, the radiation stuff, I really I think what's really stopping me is that I don't want to lose my hair. I'm really attached to it, and I know it sounds stupid and it's superficial, but it's... I was picked on for that when I was younger, and I have a bad feeling about it, you know? So I kind of want to try this route first, but I can't just skip my appointments because, you know, they'll start to worry. But next appointment I have is Friday, so I'll go in.
What do you mean the next appointment? Okay, what about you getting in tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have another appointment, I believe. I'd have to look at my schedule. It's down...
The reason that I'm saying that is with a condition as such that you left me a message saying how, you know, you're feeling about this and it's quite nerve-wracking for you, I would have expected, actually, that you would have wanted to get right in, and I'm kind of surprised that you want to put it off a week or two.
Yeah, some days I feel better than others. It's like a roller coaster, but my main concern is getting dropped from the doctor appointments and having to pay for visits that I didn't take. So I'd have to go in there and make sure that, you know, I have a few days where I don't have an appointment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am definitely interested.
You know, I'll tell you, why don't you just give me a ring back then whenever you think. I know I'm up in Kalispell tomorrow at the Wellness Education Center. I do have some, I think I have an opening Friday sometime around 12:30 or so, and I've got one tomorrow. But otherwise, you could drive down to Polson at my other office next week.
Yeah, I have a friend that drives me around and stuff because I no longer drive. But yeah, I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem, especially if it's for, you know, a positive thing here.
Yeah, I would suggest you get in immediately so that you can make your decision based on how you feel.
Right.
It isn't going to have any effect on whether or not you go to a doctor's appointment after a session.
Right. And I also need to make sure
to work on that conscious level that you're coming from.
Yeah, and I need to make sure I have the money also aside. Money's really tight right now with the fixed income thing. And, you know, since I was diagnosed, I haven't really been able to work anymore. So I'm still getting all that sorted out. Like I said, this is all pretty new to me, but it's very scary.
Okay.
I have another question. With all this swine flu going around, is that something that would fix if there was anything in me that looked like I could get that flu? Is this something I could use for that as well?
It's kind of a strange question you're asking. This does zap viruses, it does zap flus, it zaps bacterial, fungal, it'll zap anything which basically weakens the viral or flu or bacteria. Weakens it because when you understand that everything has a vibrational frequency, this does identify whatever it is by its vibrational frequency. So this device, it is aware of swine flu. It does know how to recognize it.
Okay, that's why I was wondering if it was in me, if I had the virus in me, but I wasn't getting symptoms yet. That's why I was wondering if it would find that and fix it.
If you're thinking there's a chance that you might be carrying it, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know for sure, like I said, but there's always a chance. You know, I've been in a couple doctor's offices where there were people that I suspect had it, so you can't be too careful these days.
Yeah, I would have no way of knowing without putting you on the device first.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, I'll give you a call back on Monday then, and hopefully I'll have some extra cash sorted out, and I'll be able to get the session done, and then we'll talk about my dog and see what we can do for him.
Yeah, I would suggest doing something as soon as possible if you are, you know, it's not the kind of thing that you want to come over and say, oh my gosh, it's really bad, because you got to give me something to work with here.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just read a while ago about Patrick Swayze dying from this, and it looked like he had it for a while. And like I said, I haven't had it for that long, but yeah, I definitely don't want to keep putting it off before it's too late.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay. Matthew, it was good to talk to you. Give me a call as soon as you have an idea what you want to do, and
yes,
we'll go
from
there.
I will do that. Thank you. You've been very helpful. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, guys. She sounded like she had been sued or...
had been threatened.
Well, no. I think, remember when she left that message saying she was on her way back from a seminar?
Uh-huh.
I think at the seminars for these machines, they tell them, do not say this because we've been sued. Do not say this because we've been sued.
Right.
Wow, guys, that...
Using the machine and giving false hope is illegal anyway.
I know. I want you to make this appointment as soon as possible.
It does zap viruses. It does zap flu.
That's what I needed.
Any kind of bacterial infection.
That's what I needed her to say.
Because she was
skirting the issue before, so I was trying to... You know, make her forget about that. And she did say it, so yeah, buddy.
Dude, if you turn this in, she's fucked.
Erato Toy says, lol, you have pancreatic cancer and you're worried about swine flu. I thought it was funny that I had pancreatic cancer and I'm worried about my dog and my hair falling out. You stupid fucking bitch.
I can't believe how dumb she was. Oh my God, she didn't make any sense whatsoever explaining
the
machine.
She used the phrase woo-woo. I love that.
Did she say woo-woo?
Yeah, that's a phrase that the great Randy coined back in the day, and he's trying to get it into dictionaries as... this crap, you know, and she said it. That's so awesome.
She said woo-woo?
Yeah, she said it's not, it was towards the beginning of the phone call. I forget what she said, but it was something about this isn't any of that woo-woo you may have read about or something like that. And you mean your machine has never been banned? Okay.
Dario Dave says, next time let Danny answer and say that Matt died.
Do you want to do that? We'll call her back on the Monday show. And you call her and be like, you know, I'm the power of attorney. I'll write you a little thing. And you can just tell her that I died. But that the dog is still here. And in my will, it said, please take the dog
to Linda
and have her fix the dog. Oh, God, we have to do that.
No.
All right. Well, I'm glad she answered. Like, that has been kind of bugging me. And you were saying... You know, when we had some time during the pre-show, you were like, call her now and just use it as an intro. And I was like, I know that once I start talking to her, it's going to be at least a 10-minute conversation, at least. Uh-huh. And I want to do it live on the show. So I'm glad we finally got to do that. And Amesby says, Danny doesn't have a good track record with phone calls on the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
Exhibit A, the guy that wanted her to jack him off.
I had
to take over and show you how it's done. This is how you cyber with a man on the internet.
Yeah,
pay
I
attention.
Don't do that because I'm not a fucking total nerd.
I was cybering with chicks on the internet back in the day.
Yeah, I don't care. Cool.
Whatever. Well, that was fun.
Was fishing and hunting.
I'm sorry if that dragged on a little long. But
that was awesome.
Was that cool?
It was
that
great.
Okay?
I was like, oh my fucking God. He brought the dog and I was like, oh shit.
I saw you crack it up. I'm trying not to laugh the whole time. Just
dude,
like,
I turned so red. It just
this,
fucking, oh,
is it
God.
Like The Secret? Oh, I know about The Secret. Derp. So if I go there and just think I'm okay, I'll be okay? Fucking sweet.
That's exactly what
I'm
she
in.
Said. She's like, you have to think and really want
to. Now, I'm not a doctor per se. And I can't give you a, quote, diagnosis per se. But what I can tell you is that I've had some good luck with this machine. Good luck making your pocketbook fat, you scammy bitch.
Right.
That's all you've had good luck with. I hate that.
Burger said you were laying it on really thick.
People give her money to hook them up to this ridiculous machine that goes, cool. I'm in the wrong fucking business, I'll tell
right.
you what. So maybe all those times of me filling up water and infusing it with my rage and anger and hatred, maybe that does work.
I think you should, what's the quack lady, the quack watch thing you were talking to a lady about this?
Oh yeah,
before?
My health fraud listserv.
You should send her a fucking, the clip of that phone call. Just send her that phone call.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
And be like, can I get her arrested for this?
Yeah, and I need to look into it because I do. I I do it for fun for the show, but in my real life, that does piss me off. It pisses me off that people that have neurological disorders are paying her $150 a sesh. Meanwhile, the real doctors that could actually be helping these people, other than just a stupid placebo effect, all that you're getting if people are like, wow, your shit really helps, is a placebo effect. And that's bullshit that you're charging $150 to people for this shit.
$99
and
for
their dogs
and a half.
And their kids, the pamphlet says. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Not in my fucking valley, dude. No fucking way. I ain't putting up with that shit anymore.
Dorado Toys says, you have her on tape. You could crush her.
I plan on it. I've never done this before, so I need to research what avenues and channels I need to go through to do it properly. Because I do. I want to get this shit fucking taken care of, dude. It's bullshit that people
bitch out of our valley.
Yeah, dude, I'm sick of all this woo-woo bullshit here in this valley. This is a beautiful fucking valley if it wasn't filled with all these fucking
retards.
Okay, or retards. I like the fags sometimes.
Unsavories.
They're amusing. Or the unsavories. Yeah, exactly. Well, I got a couple more stories here before we get out of here. Have you heard of vaginas?
Yeah.
Have you heard of perfect vaginas?
Yeah, mine.
Yeah, right. You know how people are always like
sarcastic,
trying to make their genitals look good and look perfect and stuff. And girls will go, I saw this documentary, I think we talked about on the show a long time ago before you were here. Or was that you that was here?
Erato Toy says, call the local news. Get some sweet jam hole publicity.
That's a good idea.
We should.
I deliver to the local news. I should just talk to him when I won't be there because Friday I won't be at work. But yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe
we really should.
Yeah? Do you think the news will cover something like this, though? I don't think they will, honestly.
Well,
but
if you show them the proof
it's
illegal and it's here in our town.
Yeah, I'll just have to, you know, I guess print out all the Quackwatch stuff and the stuff that's like, this guy was indicted and fled the country and now these devices are still here even though the FDA is banning it and I found a lady doing it in our valley. That's a good idea. Maybe some of you guys can help me put that shit together. I know Red Fox is all about helping that kind of stuff out. So, yeah, email me info@thejamhole.com if you're into helping with something like that. So, perfect vaginas. Women go through, I forget, what was that fucking documentary called? Was it called The Perfect Vagina?
I
think it was before me and you were together, but we talked about it, and this girl was like 16 or 17 in the UK, and she had really long lips, like beef curtains, like curtain call, dude, like fucking hanging out, you know?
An ex-girlfriend of yours?
Just chilling. No, on this documentary.
Oh,
I've had some chicks that like to hang out, if you know what I mean, but no. And she got made fun of a bunch in the locker room at school and shit, so she's 17 going in for this vaginoplasty, where they snip off all the excess lippage.
Yeah.
And I like the feel of the lips. And some girls can make the lips fucking clamp on and shit. Like, it's like a little hand jerking you off while you're fucking, dude. It's awesome. A little sock action.
Yeah, mine aren't that big, thank
but
God.
But anyway, you might like the way it looks. You will not probably like the way it feels. Research published in the Cool You Stream. Thanks for disconnecting.
Nice.
Research published in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology also questions the very notion of aesthetically pleasing genitals. Is my genital aesthetically pleasing?
Yes.
Even with the little cyst?
Yeah, it's fine.
How's
mine?
Cool?
Is mine aesthetically pleasing?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, looks pretty.
Yeah, looks okay. Good, tastes good.
Except for the hole that's in the top right now.
Nah, that doesn't bother me anymore. It's not all like infected and oozing pus, so I'm cool.
It's just like a little line that just shows where it was. That's all. Really,
Erato Toy says they're called designer vaginas and they can cost up to $5,000. Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
I show all my friends my new designer cut.
No, I kicked their ass playing from the girls' team. Operations to improve the appearance of the sex organs for both psychological and physical reasons are on the rise, but surgeons said the report overplayed the risk of an established procedure. Researchers from University College London reviewed all the existing studies on cosmetic labial surgery. Can you, you guys direct your attention to camera 2? Stand up. Show them the labia.
No, I'm good.
Labia located. Yeah. Got a little laser pointer.
That's the inner lips.
The outer lips, the inner lips, and this is the clits.
This is the clits.
Which generally involves reducing the amount of tissue that protrudes from the lips, a.k.a. the beef curtains, which cover the vagina. They found, but then your vagina gets cold.
Well, you don't cut all of them off.
Yeah, they do.
Some of those little Asians, they don't have any inner lips. They're just like...
I remember that, like, the first...
It just looks like a clam.
The first couple girls I fucked, like, had no lips. It was just... And granted, one of them was a virgin, so... Maybe that had something to do with it.
No, it's nothing.
I don't know.
Everybody's built different, dude.
But like, it was just, you know, flat, and there was a hole there that you would fuck. And then, like, the more I got fucking and shit, and the more vaginas I saw, and some of them were, like, hanging out. Like, I was like, whoa, dude, what is that?
Seriously, one of my friends, I'm not going to say who, because I was kind of embarrassed about it, and I don't want to remind myself that she said this idiocy fucking remark, but... She's like, have you seen those vaginas and stuff? It looks like their insides are hanging out. She's like, that's what that is. That's because they're so loose and they get fucked so much. That's what that is. Like, no, dude.
Now that you said that, I do remember hearing that. That guys are always like, if you fuck a chick and she's got hangy things, she's a slut. Or she had a kid.
That's what everybody, you know, that's what my friend said. She's
this
like,
is
because
how,
this is why you can tell that they're really loose is when that's hanging out. I'm like, no, dude, that's just their lips.
This is how rumors get started, guys.
I'm like, dude, you know, I have lips and they're not ginormous, but you can see them and I'm not loose.
Big lips are from fucking too much, and if you have cancer, you just have your homeostasis, your inner homeostasis is all fucked, and we just need to hook you up to this machine and you'll be fine. I mean, I can't say that, but, you know, allegedly you'll be fine. Don't sue me, please.
Don't sue me, please.
The tissue protrudes from the lips, it covers the vagina. They found there had been little work to document any longer-term side effects. Labioplasty, as it is known, costs about £3,000 privately and is offered for a variety of reasons. Some women complain that wearing tight clothes or riding a bike is uncomfortable, while others say they are embarrassed in front of a sexual partner. Do guys really... Guitar Hero Dave says, Matt, how's your dick? My dick's fine. My dick's worried and nervous and scared, but other than that, it's fine. Thank you for bringing that up, you fuck. I had almost forgotten about it. Motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
I forget about it, and someone's like, hey, Matt. I'm like, hey, what? How's your dick? Nah, you got me, you motherfucker.
No, and the camel toe thing, burger.
I like camel toe. Have you ever seen ratemytoe.com?
No.
Have you ever seen those rate sites where it's a picture and 1 to 10, and you click the thing where you rate it, and it brings up the next picture?
Camel toes are fucking gross.
Well, there's a site called ratemytoe.com. There's ratemypoo.com. There's ratemygasmask.com. There's ratemytits.com. There's a ton of shit like that, and they're all just little pictures, and you vote, and it brings you the next
camel
picture.
Camel toes are gross, dude. It just means their pants are wedged up their fucking
Well,
badge.
That, or that they have a big twat. That's what that means. Do you remember the movie Weatherman with Nicolas Cage? And his daughter had the... They call me Camel Toe. Because you drink a lot of water? No.
No.
Because I have a big twat. Thanks, Dad. But that's fucked up. Like, if you... I don't know. That's a weird phobia. Well, it's not a phobia, but that's a weird thing to be worried about.
No,
like,
a lot of chicks,
you have no control over that.
No,
dude.
Seriously, dude, some chicks, like, okay, you know when you see, like, bikini models and stuff, right? And, like, it's just flat right there.
That's called airbrushing.
Yeah, I know, but
that's
every
not
chick
real.
Sees this, right? And, they see that it's flat right there, or it's just a little bit, you know, it goes up into it or whatever. When a chick that has lips that kind of stick out,
well,
just
because
they
chicks...
see a flat part on the outside, and then it goes up a little, like, down a little bit, and it has another flat part. So it looks like uneven or something, and it looks
it's
like she has something dangling
some
down.
Some chicks' vaginas start in the middle of their pelvic area, and that's where their lips are. Some chicks' lips are on the bottom, tucked in nice and neat where they belong. Some girls' vaginas go all the way up, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen some weird twat in my time.
I'll
tell you something.
I've seen some weird dick in my time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I've seen ones that look like a rocket ship. They
That's how
like
God
this.
Made it, us. It's not our fault. I have a pretty cock, I think.
It's prettier than some.
Damn right. It's prettier than most, I say. So, yeah, these women have all these weird insecurities. You know what? No matter... How weird my dick was, there is nothing you could say to me that would make me want to get plastic surgery on my dick. Nothing. I don't give a fuck. You could be like, oh, that's your dick shape weird. Oh, well, it fucks the same. In and out. Like, I would not want it, and especially if I was a chick, I wouldn't give a fuck, dude. There's nothing you could say that would make me want to get that shit snipped off. Fuck that, dude. There's feeling in that shit.
Not really.
Yeah, there's nerve endings in them shits. Really. Yes, there
is,
dude.
I have it, you dumbass.
I'm reading it, jerk fuck.
Dude, seriously? To get a piercing down there, it doesn't hurt at all.
In the lips.
In the lips. You can't feel it. I pierced it.
I like to chew on them. You ever chew on them?
I can't chew on them.
Well, other chicks, obviously. No. I like to chew
on them. No, it doesn't hurt. Nothing really is.
I like to try and blow bubbles. Like I pretend it's gum, and I'm chewing on the gum, and I'll put my tongue in it like you're ready to blow a bubble.
Matt, that's disgusting.
So, consultant gynecologist Sarah Crichton and psychologist Lee Mai Lau.
What? Chickadee says, no, honestly, it's just skin. Jerky.
There's nerve endings in them dare skins. Lee Mai Lau challenged the ethics of offering women surgery to address such insecurities, suggesting it was adverts for a homogenized prepubescent genital appearance, which created these anxieties in the first place. Now, that's weird. Like, if you're doing it because you want your vagina to look like a 10-year-old, that's weird.
Yeah.
I need to have some form and some, you know, I don't, it doesn't need to be flat.
Well, that's what most chicks want to look like, dude, nowadays, because I can you make see mine... these chicks in pornos and stuff, and they don't have any kind of lips whatsoever. It's just
or
a
they're
clamshell.
All just blown the fuck out.
No, it's just a little tiny fucking clamshell. It's all it is, little peach.
And that's nice sometimes, but sometimes it's nice to have some fucking texture in there, you know? You know? Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes
you're
you just want
diversity.
An barbecue. Sometimes you just need an barbecue, man.
You're not allowed to have
you
diversity.
You eat Wendy's every day. Sometimes
you're
you
gonna
need
eat
an barbecue.
Wendy's for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, you think Wendy's better start sucking cock? You something. They also suggested that any pain apparently caused by protrusion may well have a psychological root, noting that male genitalia protrude far further, well, in some, without causing major discomfort. Counseling and support could therefore be a preferable alternative to surgery, they argue. And then it goes on talking about female circumcision, and some countries, you know, they make them do that, and that's fucked up, because...
That is
there is feeling in there, and you're ruining sex for people, and that's fucked up.
How do they do female circumcision? What the fuck do they do?
Oh, fuck. Studies dating back to 1950 examined by the researchers dissatisfaction by the way the vagina looked was the primary reason for surgery, with patients also speaking of low self-esteem and sexual difficulties. Do you have sexual difficulties?
Nope.
Okay. She also suggests that women who undergo this procedure might experience similar problems in childbirth as those who have experienced female genital mutilation, in which parts of the vagina are ritualistically removed. That's what they do. They cut part of the clit off, or off altogether, I believe.
Why would you cut the clit off?
Because you're crazy and you live in a country that sucks.
You have to... No, you want that, because that makes women want to have
That's
sex.
That's what I'm saying. When they do that, they ruin women.
Yes.
Yeah, Burger says, crush your clit and cut it out. That's
not
sucks.
Cool. Not cool.
Not cool
I've
at all.
I've heard in other tribes or whatever, they actually sew the fucking labias together to where they cannot have sex without severe fucking pain ripping that open.
Never heard of a pair of scissors?
That's still going to hurt like
cut
hell.
The string.
Dude, it grows together. They do it at a
fucking,
as a kid.
That. Oh, ugh.
They sew it up as a kid, and they get a bunch of infections and shit because they're pissing out this long tube thing.
Yeah. That sucks, dude.
Not cool.
But yeah, if you guys want to read up more about vaginas and labial surgery, I'll put a link to this on the show notes at thejamhole.com, as usual. Got a good baby story here. You know how we're big fans of those. Let's go down to Mexico City real quick.
Ooh.
Three doctors and a nurse have been arrested for allegedly selling newborns.
Woo!
After telling their mothers they had died.
Yes.
We'll just take that. Like, 10 minutes later, I'm sorry, ma'am. Your child is dead. And then, like, what? They're selling them on the African-American market. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
People, we have orphanages filled up with tons of kids nobody fucking wants, but yet doctors in Mexico City are telling women their kids have died and they're selling them. Who are you selling these babies to? That's my question.
No one who gives a shit, obviously.
Who the fuck wants to buy a baby? You can just get them.
Yes.
Walk into any daycare, and I guarantee there's at least three that their parents don't fucking want them. You know? That's ridiculous. Police uncovered the scheme after one of the women learned her baby was alive and had been sold to a woman for 15,000 pesos, which is a little over $1,200.
That's
wow.
It. Wow.
That sucks, dude. The woman gave birth to a girl through cesarean section at the private Central West Hospital in a working class district in October of 08. She had told authorities she heard her baby cry, but when she asked to see the child, doctors told her she had to wait until the effects of the anesthetic wore off. Later, they told her the baby had been taken to another hospital. A day later, the woman was told her baby died and had been cremated.
I wonder if they even gave her a reason why.
I wonder if they even gave her the ashes.
I know, right?
Like, here's your baby. It's
in, like, a fucking Tupperware.
No, they put it in a stuffed animal, so you can always hug it.
Woo.
They do that. Women are crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty awesome that it wasn't like, your baby's dead. It's like, oh, well, let's wait for the anesthetic to wear off, baby goes. They're like, actually, we had some problems here. We ran out of incubators, so we actually transferred him to another hospital. And then the next day, she's like, so, still haven't seen my baby. And they're like, oh, yeah, she's dead. And
right.
We took the liberty of cremating her for you. That's so fucking
awesome.
That is so fucking awesome, dude. Wow, guys. And it's not even that much money, dude. You made $1,200 and you're going to jail forever. And you're definitely never going to practice again unless it's a back alley with a clothes hanger.
Right.
Excuse my face. Let's see here. A day later, she died. The woman accused of buying the newborn was arrested. Three doctors, a nurse, and a receptionist from the hospital are also in custody. They had a whole fucking gang in there, dude.
Yeah, they had like a whole little baby ring.
It was a whole fucking scam. That's
it's a baby
awesome.
Ring.
An African-American baby market
no,
ring.
No, it was like in Pink Flamingos, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking baby
is.
Ring. A baby farm.
This dude said the police believe the group sold several newborns, but have not yet determined how many. You will never know.
Yeah,
They face charges of trafficking in minors, organized crime, and falsifying documents. He said a married couple had also been arrested for allegedly paying the hospital to falsify a birth certificate for a baby that the pair had been given. Oh,
nice.
That is fucking awesome. The U.S. State Department this year described Mexico as a tourist hotspot. No, they describe it as a large source, transit, and destination country for human trafficking.
Nice.
And a tourist hotspot.
Okay. Right.
Cabo! Woo! Obama! Change!
Oh my God.
That was the greatest South Park episode. Oh, fuck. So, you know how swine flu is making a big sweep?
Yeah.
A lot
Your
of people...
doctor can get rid of that.
Yeah, this lady, I'm going to have her check that out for me. For me and the dog.
For you and the dog.
So, a lot of people, I guess, are missing work because, you know, you're not allowed to go to work. A couple hospitals up here have signs that are not admitting children until this whole thing blows over because they don't want this, you know... transferring because kids are the most susceptible to it.
Yeah.
So lawmakers are trying to get sick pay for workers that have swine flu, like, which is kind of weird because if you do that, you have to do it for everything.
Yeah.
Any sick day should be paid then because, I mean, what's the difference? I'm sick. It just because I have the new wave, the new rage right now in mm-hmm. sickness, you know.
And the
Who
flu,
gives a
the
shit?
Regular flu is worse than the swine flu. So.
I know. It's fucking stupid. Senior House lawmakers asking Congress to guarantee paid sick leave to workers if their employer asks them to stay home with swine flu or a similar contagious illness. You know, House lawmakers, I don't think Congress can guarantee to pay shit at the moment. I don't know if you know this or not, but we're kind of broke.
No shit.
And if you're going to pay it by printing more money, just don't. Okay? That's not actually helping.
Yeah, no.
You fucking idiots. House Education and Labor Committee Chairman George Miller says this measure would protect about 50 million workers with no paid sick leave. Many of those employees work in low-wage jobs in food service and hospitality, where they could make others sick. Miller says those workers shouldn't have to choose between their paychecks and the health of coworkers or customers. And I think why they're doing it, because some people, they know that if they call in sick, or they know that, first of all, they can't miss work because we all live paycheck to paycheck, right?
Yep.
You miss a day to work, that throws off your whole fucking budget. So they know that they're not going to mention that they're sick. They're just going to show up and then infect people. So they're trying to say, we'll pay you for staying home because you're going to come to work and get more people sick. Like,
which
businesses
is good. They should do that.
Yeah, it sucks owning a business. It's a lot of fucking shit to take care of money-wise, you know?
I mean, if they have a legitimate doctor's note and stuff that says they're fucking sick.
Right, you don't want people taking advantage of it, like, I got the swine flu, I'm sick, getting paid, and then their fucking boss sees them on the fucking big screen at a baseball game, like that fucking TV episode or whatever the fuck did that, but... Yeah, they see Facebook status.
It would have been nice if I got paid for being out on this fucking medical leave.
Yeah, totally.
It would have been nice.
It fucking would be.
I was sick. I had a contagious tumor.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know.
The bill would cover employees and businesses with 15 or more workers. Businesses that already offer at least 5 days paid sick leave would be exempt, and the hearing will take place this month. So, along with swine flu,
well,
you know,
if Zach passes, I'm going to get the swine flu.
You know who else can get swine flu that we've completely overlooked?
Who?
Our cats.
What?
We have.
Is that why Kitty was throwing up earlier?
It might be if the cat has H1N1. Is that the pussy flu? For all the attention that has whirled around the H1N1 in recent months, it seems that one vulnerable furry population may have been overlooked. No, not you may be saying hirsute midgets. No.
No.
Those aren't the little furry
kitty
population
cats.
I'm talking about. Kitties.
Kitty cats.
On Wednesday, the Iowa Department of Public Health reported the first confirmed case of H1N1 in a house pet, a 13-year-old domestic short-haired kitty cat.
It's 13 years old!
It
can get everything.
Berger says, my cat has H1N1?
It's gonna die. Oh, he said that his cat was sick earlier.
Yeah, so was
totally
ours.
Did.
Did your cat? You get my girl sick. Your cat gets my cat sick. What the fuck, Berg? The animal likely contracted the virus from its owner trying to stick it in its poop chute. Veterinarians say since two of the three that's weird. Why would you fuck your cat?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wasn't even. Whoa.
Whoa. It likely contracted the virus from its owners from fucking it. Veterinarians say since two of the three family members living in the cat's household. Cat's household.
Your auto toy says, I'm not kidding. Someone that sits 5 feet away from me at work is in the hospital right now with the swine flu.
Yeah, you better be
you
careful,
fucking
bud.
Fucking retard. Why would you go to work
because
at a hospital with the swine flu?
Because they can't miss work. Because
yeah,
we're all broke.
True, but dude, come on.
Because our government made poor decisions. And because our parents, 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 all of them made bad decisions.
Yeah.
Keep voting that way. Good job, guys. High five. Two of the three family members living in the cat's asshole had recently suffered from influenza-like illnesses late last week when the cat came down with flu-like symptoms. How do you know? Is your cat like, I need my pain meds?
No, the cats sneeze, cats cough.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, flu-like symptoms, like fever, is the cat sweating?
No, like, they'll be throwing up and sneezing and coughing and
I'm
stuff.
Trying to make it funny in my head, but it's just not happening.
I'm not letting it happen, because it's...
Thank you.
It happens.
Malaise, loss of appetite, its owners brought it to Iowa State University of Veterinary Medicine, blah, blah, blah. Family mentioned to the vet that they had also recently battled illnesses, which led to testing the pet for H1N1. Now they're in a huge debt, probably, because they can't afford to fucking pay their vet bill.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. H1N1.
13-year-old cat, I just probably put it down.
Yeah, get in. Hey, there's more cats.
There's lots more.
H1N1 is a combination of influenza strains. One part originated in pigs and another in birds. So far, only swine and ferrets, which are particularly susceptible to the flu, have become infected with H1N1. It's not clear how vulnerable cats, dogs, other household animals may be to the new virus, but the Iowa cats case reinforces just how different H1N1 is from the seasonal flu viruses. So, yeah, this kind of just goes on and on about the sad cat, but there's a cool picture with the cat with a little mask on. Cool, guys. Excuse me. Well, I would like to read a little retraction here real quick. You know how Keith and the girl did the story about Cat Williams got busted burglarizing a house?
Yeah, okay.
Well, what really happened, and I don't know, Keith didn't sound like he was a big fan of Cat Williams or knew who he was. I really like Cat. Me and Braden
talked
about
his... I like Cat Williams. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, your star player. Look up that episode of ours if you want to hear us first talking about this shit. I think, yeah, we were tripping on shrooms, and we watched some Cat Williams stand-up, and it just blew our fucking minds. But apparently, it's coming out now that... he was a guest in the house, not a burglar, and that the house was owned by a record producer, Barry Hankerson. Williams has been living in the Kiowa County, Georgia home for nearly a month while filming a movie produced by the guy who owns the house. Cat Williams was arrested after an employee of the guy called the cops and said that, you know, Williams had broken into the home with a crowbar. So what happened was probably this guy saw a black dude on the property, had no idea that Cat Williams was supposed to be there, and called the cops, and they arrested him.
Probably.
And which is funny, because it says here, the report said about $3,500 in jewelry and coins was stolen. Cat Williams' lawyer said, Mr. Williams wears more than that in jewelry on him.
I know, right? Why would you steal that shit? He's Cat Williams.
I know!
Dude.
On the Pam, dude, if you've ever seen his stand-up, he has way more fucking bling than that shit, you know? Like, I don't know, it's stupid. So I just wanted to clear that up
if
for you guys.
If you're Cat Williams, you're not going to be robbing somebody, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, if you've got the fucking money, why? Just why?
Cat Williams is cool, I think. I enjoy his stand-up, and
his
hip-hop album was pretty
I like his
funny.
Voice. He's like, motherfucker! Yeah.
I'm this big! He's so small. He's awesome, dude. And then, real quick, before we get out of here, you know the Netherlands, right? Really lax with their drug laws and stuff.
Uh-huh.
The Netherlands is actually having to close prisons because they don't have enough criminals to fill their prisons.
Now, why can't we take a little bit of a lesson from them?
You think, right? You would fucking think.
We need to do what they're doing.
We don't have room in our prisons because we pack our prisons full of these nonviolent drug offenders. The Netherlands doesn't do that, and they don't have enough people to keep prisons open. So you mean... all of this shit that you've been telling us about weed being super dangerous was a lie? The government wouldn't lie to us, would they?
No. Yeah, they would.
Get the fuck out of here. The Dutch Justice Ministry has announced it will close 8 prisons and cut 1,200 jobs in the prison system. A decline in crime has left many cells empty. So, it just kind of, you know, explains that. I just wanted to mention that. That's really awesome.
That's pretty cool. But then again, that's taking away jobs for the, you know, the people that were working
it
there.
It also says that they will be trying, they're not going to just lay them off right away. They're going to try and recirculate these people, you know.
Okay.
They're not trying to put all these people out of work. They just don't need the prisons. There's no... criminals filling them up, you know, do something else. And that's really cool, I think. It's a funny...
It's cool.
I just wanted to mention it because it's a funny contrast that, like, here in America, we have a huge problem with prison overpopulation. And all our shit's illegal. You go over to the Netherlands, where everything is legal for the most part, no prison overpopulation problem.
Erototoy sent a link I think he wants you to see.
Yeah, I'll look at it after the show.
Yeah.
Is this something I need to look at
you
now?
You should look at it now. It says the future of the jam hole.
Okay. Because, you know, an image will be good for... Oh, well, it's a picture of a... Thank you for that. Appreciate that. I hate you all.
It's a picture of a cut-off penis.
Excuse my face. Yes, it is. That's funny, right? That's funny to you because the day after tomorrow, I'm going to actually...
You gave me so much shit for my surgery. You go fuck yourself. You know what?
That's different.
I've been really nice about
you
this.
You were damaged goods to begin with.
I was not. You had a lump on your dick from day one. I didn't have a fucking tumor on my shit all my life.
I haven't had all my life.
As far as you can remember, you said.
You've had the makings of it, though.
You don't know.
You're damaged.
You're damaged.
All right, well, you got anything to say? How are you feeling? Are you pretty well done healing? You've been working, right?
I'm okay, but, like, it's still sore. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's not, like horribly painful or anything. It's just...
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Like, surface or in your guts? In your Nickelodeon guts?
In my Nickelodeon guts. It's still sore. And, like, it still hurts when I piss. I don't know what's up with that.
Oh, that's the chlamydia. I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, no.
No?
They tested me for a bunch of shit. No, I don't have anything. It's just they say my bladder is just spasming or something. And I'm like, well, could you get it to stop,
from
please?
The sutures that they put in or what?
Yeah, he said that it could be from that. It could be because I got a catheter for the first time, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, how do we make it stop? And he's like, well, we'll just watch it for a while. I'm like, great.
That sounds good. Thanks,
because it hurts, and then, like,
well,
I stand up, and it hurts more.
If you think about it, what can they really do? There's nothing else they can do. I mean, what do you want us to do? Cut back into you again and be like, no, well, it's all good.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, I can see them just being like, well, can you deal with it? Maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
No, but I don't know. I haven't been... Today's the first day that I haven't had any kind of drugs since my surgery.
Well, that's good.
And I'm having cold sweats right now.
You having withdrawal symptoms?
I don't feel like I'm just... cold sweating my ass off right
now. You know what that is?
What?
Withdrawal symptoms.
Well, I don't feel like I need anything or anything like that. It's just I'm fucking hot, but I'm kind of clammish cold.
Yeah. I'm sweating just because it's hot in here.
I don't know if that's, you know, going through withdrawals or not, but it doesn't feel like it. It's not like I'm like, oh, man, I need to go downstairs and rob my neighbor because I know he has Percocet to this house. You know, like, it's not like it's like that or anything.
I know I'm going to wake up and go, like, to take my meds, and they're all going to be gone. I'm going to come in here, and you're going to be, like, slumped over, drooling and shit, like, twitching.
I can't even take one of those without dying almost. Your fucking Suboxone's, uh-uh.
Well, no, not even that. Whatever they end up giving me for my pain.
Yeah, fuck no. I can't take those without cutting them.
Because you
know
that's going to be some badass shit. They're going to give me some fucking shit.
Well...
Really looking forward to that. But that's the only part I'm looking forward to be clear.
You can share.
It's the drugs.
It's the drugs. That's why I'm getting my penis cut into is for the drugs.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm getting it removed. I mean, come on. Why else would I... Doesn't bother me.
Oh, my God.
Why else would I want it removed?
Oh, my God. All right.
But how's work going? Work okay?
It's okay. Still just as boring as it was before.
Yeah. Were they like, oh, my God, where have you been?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They're like, oh, my God, you're back. How was the surgery? And blah, blah, blah. And they all want to see the holes in my gut. And
really? Yeah. Did you tell them we're getting a video put together about
it? Yeah.
Right on. Are they pretty excited for that?
Yeah, they say, you know, as soon as it's out, to let them know and give them a link, and they'll check it out and all that good stuff, so.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, everybody's like, where were you at, blah, blah, blah. I just realized that I've been there for a while now.
How long have you been there?
When I walked back in, there was an August thing on my fucking cube or whatever that I tacked on the wall. It said, like, something club for the month of August, and I'm like, August? It's like October.
I've been here for this long. Fuck.
And that
me.
Was when I was already out of nesting. So that was after like 8 weeks that I've already been there. 8 or 9 weeks, something like that. And like, I don't know, I've been there since the summertime. So like July.
Had you planned on being there that long?
No.
Like this was just, let me make this clear. This was supposed to be an intermediary position until you found something better or the people at Famous Slaves pull their fucking heads out of their asses.
That's kind of what I wanted.
That's what I wanted you to talk about. What have you been noticing lately?
More and more Famous Dave's employees are showing up at Teletech.
And what do you suppose?
My ex-manager! Showed up at Teletech. I got to train him yesterday.
At Teletech. Now, why do you suppose that is?
Because he hates it. And there's a server. Okay, all the people that are showing up there have been there pretty much as long as I was there. Me and Charles, the manager or whatever, he was a server when we started. He became the kitchen manager or whatever.
Right.
And he started hating it, and he went back down to serving. Okay, so now he cut it down to where he's only working there on the weekends as a server, and he's taking the teletech for full time. And then there's another server, Lorelai. She's been there since the beginning. She's been a server the whole time. But she's cut it down to only the weekends, and she's taking teletech full time. Because they're like, you know what? They fucked up. They got rid of all the people that have been there the longest.
They don't
trust anybody. They don't have anybody's back for shit. They put the newest fucking manager in the second man spot position.
They got rid of anyone who actually gave a shit about that place.
They did.
Being you and that other dude.
Yeah, they did. They
that
got
went, that dude Wodge. That went to Bozeman. Yeah.
Wodge and
you guys
Billy
actually,
and me and fucking everybody.
You guys cared about that place like I care about the place I work at.
Dude.
And that's a family business. Like, we're all really close there.
And when Charles stepped down from the fucking KM position a week after I left.
Yep.
Because he's like, no one else had my back besides your dad.
And that's
he's like,
fucked
that
up,
is
dude.
It.
You did that to yourself.
He's
and
like,
now,
I didn't have
I
control
bet.
Over the line. He's like, you had control over the line. They listened to you, and they fucking trusted you on the line. But because they pushed you out, I got fucked because I couldn't talk to the fucking people on the line. He's like, I got tired of it. I'm sick of it. So
and
he
now,
stepped down.
I bet the quality of everything there has gone down the shitter.
There's a couple cooks that I trust there. There's, you know, ones that I specifically taught before I left. You know, and I do trust a couple of them to cook shit for me if I do go there. Like when me, you, and MDS went there, and I had a Devil's Bit burger, and I knew who was cooking, so it was
right.
Cool. You know, I was like, I asked the one manager, oh, and they said that another manager, an ex-manager, is going to be showing up at Teletech next week.
Burger says you still get free food.
I can't when the right manager's there.
Can you?
Yeah, will.
Because I've been craving some fucking... some barbecue pork and that fucking muffins, dude.
When,
I eat the fuck
just,
out of those muffins.
When just Will Damn. Is there and my dad's in prep and what the fuck's Juan. When Juan's online, I'll walk back there and get whatever the fuck I want. That's about how that goes. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. The Wednesday night show. The next episode, you will see me all fucked
I'll
up.
Be running shit. I'll probably have to do the kaboom.
You're going to have your phone. So, you know, make sure you're following the jamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I, or just find her Twitter. I'm following her. You can find it through there because I'm sure you're not working that day, right?
Nope. I'm off on
okay.
Friday.
So she'll be Twittering because I won't be able to. Fuck you, Guitar Hero Dave. How's your dick? It's fine now.
I still
Thank
have that
you,
picture right here if you want to keep that.
Yeah, can we bring it in and be like, hey, Doc, let's
not do this,
okay? See this, and we'll draw, like, a little circle with a slash through it. Let's not do this.
It's like, no.
But, yeah, follow her Twitter and stuff, because I doubt I'll be able to have my phone in there or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, you can just Twitter while they're operating on your
well,
dick, right?
I'm going to be out, but, I mean, going in and stuff, so
no,
just
I did.
Make sure.
I
well,
was in that fucking waiting room. Like,
I can't bring my phone in there, because it might take over the whole hospital. You got to keep the droid. In check. You don't know. You don't fucking know. So yeah, thejamhole.com/store. Buy us some stuff, man. Help us out. We are some broke ass niggas.
Yep.
My paycheck's gonna be shit from missing work. Hers, she hasn't even had work in like a month.
Yeah.
So thejamhole.com/
before I get a paycheck.
thejamhole.com/donate. If we made you laugh, throw us a buck, throw us $5, whatever. You can get the 250 video at thejamhole.com/250. Email us info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. Follow me on the Google Latitudes if you like playing GPS games. Hasmaticus, that's my name. You can email me at gmail.com or whatever. And yeah, we'll be back Friday. I'll be all fucked up, but we will be doing a show. Check out thejamhole.com/YouTube, rate and comment and all that good stuff on the videos, and make sure you're subscribed in iTunes. Go take the new poll at thejamhole.com. We got that all set up and going there. And, yeah, other than that, we will see you guys Friday. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Holla.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.